or BePrepared.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. Happy New Year. And you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, unheard of, by the way, record-setting, record temperatures in the state of Minnesota here, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. For all you newbies out there, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, Bradley Dean. And, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And for all those that are new once more, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Faith without works is dead. Therefore, we are practicing what we preach by doing what we talk about. Boy, isn't that a novel
idea.
Isn't
that what it's supposed
to be? Folks, this is the... I think it is. Now, I got to ask everybody the question really quick before we get into the show, because I want to lay some foundational work here within the next hour. Right before the show, I said to Jake about how much he irritated me at times. And, well, for a nice way of saying it, I don't always like being around the guy, right? And he says to me, he says, Bradley, I think you're the only one. Now, folks, if I'm the only one, that's fine. I stand corrected. But if I'm not, then I want you to give us a call. That number's 1-8- Well, let me give you... Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Let me... This is crazy. Two lines.
Carrie, I'm never backing you again.
There's three lines.
Ever.
What is going on?
I didn't even
get the number out. And
like an elephant, Carrie.
Folks, we got four lines lit up right now. Well, how do you feel about that?
I want to hear what they got to say. What are they
I think
say?
That's why they listen to you every day.
I think so.
You notice how people hate certain show hosts, but they know everything that they say?
Right.
Isn't that rather
ironic?
And they
blog on them every day?
Yeah. That's kind of bizarre how that works. Look at Heather over there. How many people like Heather out there? If you don't like Heather, why don't you go ahead and give us a call as well?
But you have to talk.
I can't even give the number out. This is ridiculous. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. One more quick point, folks, during the intro here. Please keep in mind these up-and-coming elections. It's not about the survival of Obama, folks. It's about the survival of America, because Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. It is that simple. Did you hear me, Obama? That's what I thought. That's what I thought you was going to say, do. Absolutely nothing.
I think Obama's in
Wonderland.
Stand
down, do.
Have you seen his Alice in Wonderland pictures at the White
House? I don't really have a whole lot of time to see.
I think he's in Wonderland.
Do you notice how Joshua and Caleb always brought the answer
the
good fruit?
Yes, they did.
You know, it's good that we expose the problem, but we have to clean house.
Otherwise, what good is exposing the problem?
That's the good fruit.
That's right.
Is bringing the answer, not the problem.
Yep.
But yet, 24/7, we get to hear about what's going wrong with the country. That's fine again, but what's the answer?
Yep. If there is no answer, then what's the point of even knowing what's wrong, right?
You see, this is why he irritates me. Go ahead, talk, Jake. Go ahead.
I'm talking. I'm on a radio show. And I'm talking.
See, it's really that way. I didn't say anything to Carrie about any of this.
Nothing?
No. I think
you mean this all just fell together?
We're just
like kindred spirits.
No, we're joined at the heart.
Does Carrie ever annoy you?
Here's the real kicker, though, Jake. Heather's a part of this scheme, too. That's your wife.
I'm crushed.
Just.
This is worse.
This is worse
than eighth grade bullies. I'm serious.
It's all the dance in the lockers.
This is the end of it. It's going to impact me for the rest of my life.
You know, when Jake graduated high school, folks, you know what they asked him to do instead of just signing his yearbook? They went over where they had the dent where they actually pushed him into the locker.
Had me sign the dents.
I'm not even saying this is fabishing lies, and I can't deal with it. Look at this. This is really out of the abundance of the heart, the what speaks?
Yep, the mouth.
The producer.
And the producer.
And the wife.
And the Mountain Dew.
She is a part of it. There's no question about it. So anyways, how do you feel now?
I feel, like I said, this is worse than the eighth grade bullies.
Do you feel lower than a snake's belly?
I refuse to be hurt any longer.
Really? So what are you going to do? Are you going to stand up and be counted?
Stand up and be counted.
And go forward through the battle? By my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap
over
a wall
like
David, Psalm 18.
I'm crushed to the ground so that I can rise again.
I think that's what's so great. Folks, it is great having people like this in your ministry because it always makes you look like you know what you're talking about.
Nobody rises better.
Did I say that, Carrie? Wow. We call Carrie Kathy, and we call her Kathy because she used to be quite big, and then we called her Cowie. But now we call her Kathy because she's lost so much weight. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cruel. It's so mean. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's mean and it's cruel when you don't tell her to close her mouth and quit eating at McDonald's and Dairy Queen every day. That's cruel.
Yeah.
This is why.
It does help to have a child,
too. You know, can you imagine how many heavyset people we have listening to us right now? You know what? No one. Hang on. Man, these guys are the only ones that tell me the truth. Honey, pass the ketchup.
Yes.
Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking about some foundational stuff. Yes, this is extra. This is what you get when you listen to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. More than what you expected. Isn't it great when you go into a store and you get a lot more in your bag than you thought you had?
That's right. Go hungry, you'll get a lot.
We'll be right back after this break, folks. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, the number is 1-877-807-9977. By the way, if you weren't listening to the first segment, I'll let you in a little bit as to what's going on here. I was just talking about how Jake really agitates me at times, and both his wife and the producer of the show, which would be Kathy, they just kind of went overboard. And I got to say this just to stand up for the other guy really quick. Carrie, Heather, you guys both get a raise. All right?
I thought you were going to stand up for me.
I just did.
I thought you were going to like create chaos and bring in order.
Well, do you want me to lower the standard or do you want me to raise the standard?
But you're not supposed to give them a raise for what they did. They demeaned me on radio in 54 countries, multiple thousands of people listening.
But that will give you a reason to grow up. Well, folks, if, for those that didn't know, we have a guest audience.
It's still going on. It's still happening. The right thing is to put a stop to it.
I just did. Dude.
But if you give them a raise, they're going to keep doing that.
Just really quick, okay? If I'm on a team and you're on a team, and let's say it's basketball, and I keep out shooting you like nobody's business, and I have 110 goals. Let's just say that my score is 110, okay? Mm-hmm. So half of that would be my goals because it's 2 points per shot, right, with the basketball. Yeah. Let's say you have zero, right?
Yeah.
What do I begin to lower my standard because you can't hit the basket? Or do I keep hitting the basket to give you something to shoot for?
You have to keep hitting the basket.
That's exactly right. So that gives you something to shoot for.
That's right.
Right? Now, do I look at that other team and say, you guys are awesome? Or do I look at them and say, for a better way of saying it, you guys suck. You stink. You're no good. You got to practice. What would be best?
I'm trying to follow you here. You would tell
raise the standard, right?
Always raise the standard.
Okay, so I'm just raising the standard, Jake, by giving them guys a raise for telling you.
You're literally raising the standard.
I'm
and the pay.
That's exactly. See how that works? And now our lines are lighting up because there's people that want to donate to the ministry for doing this.
Hey, you know what? Then let's do this all day long because we could use the donations.
You want to say hey?
877 8079977. Seriously, folks, we are a nonprofit organization, and we could use your donations to continue to get this message out there, folks. If you go to the website, Sons of Liberty Radio, we're doing something every single day. Become a Facebook fan. You'll see the columns that are written daily. As a matter of fact, the last three columns have caused quite a stir out there, dealing with the public education system, homosexual marriage, and there's a list and a plethora of topics that we have.
The last article that we did on WND, which is on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, I post them every day, as well as Sons of Liberty. But we have over 109 comments just off the last piece. Folks, you don't get that unless you're into the thousands and thousands and thousands that have read the article. The one prior to that, we're going on 9,100 hits. And so it's not an issue of the numbers, but it tells us and it gauges us as to what's going on out there, folks. And I'm telling you what, we got the ear and the attention of the enemy, because when you look at the likes and the dislikes, we need the righteous to get out there and do the stuff too. Post something, say something, because once the righteous say something in those little comment fights they have, you know what happens? They don't know where to run. You know what they can do? They can run, but they cannot hide. Numbers 32:23. You know, so.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Heather just put up there that homosexual marriage article is the highest refer to our website just this last couple days.
Yeah.
And we get thousands, folks. So in saying that, it's time to get in the fight. It's got to suck to be a spectator.
Yep. And nobody's going to follow what you have to say. Nobody's going to believe in what you have to believe unless you're willing to stand for it and create a stir.
And you find life when you're in the fight. It's not surreal. It's real. Get in the fight and you will find your life there. Yep. Jesus said you find your life where you lose your life. Can I hit something really quick? Did you want to say something?
I was going to say also, too, you can find it. These articles and these columns are published on GCN. So folks, you like to go to GCN, just look for them every Friday. You'll see Bradley's column come out. Also has a blog, Bradley Dean blog, and with that,
you thought I was blogging, didn't you? No, I'm in prison for 14 years, dude. Sorry, I'm out of this.
Different state, state. All right. But all that together, you have a lot of different mediums where you can stay posted and stay in tune. So, folks, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can follow the trail. But there is always something new in what we are doing here at the ministry because.
Daily.
Liberty is founded on action, and that's what we're all about, is acting at the Sons of Liberty.
You will find a ministry nowhere in this country that does what we do on a daily basis.
Mm-mm.
There's not a one. No. They're all in the building praying for Jesus to do something for them, or they're praying to be raptured out of responsibility. It's true.
Yeah.
They're not out there. See, the whole premise of the Word of God was to go out there and seek and save that which is lost.
That's
and they're inside of the church getting saved over and over, a bunch of altar athletes.
Yeah. Show your love to mankind.
A bunch of
folks.
Hypocrites is what they are. President Woodrow Wilson said, a nation who does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. He said, we're trying to do a futile thing. If we do not know where we have come from or what we have been about, then how are you going to know where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. The problem with America is America's forgotten where it's come from.
She forgot what made her good.
It doesn't know its roots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You got to get back to the roots. Don't get me on that roots thing.
For some reason, Christians and patriots and conservatives believe that they are to live a certain way in church and a different way in public. I said this to the church the other day, if I can recollect. But a man or a woman that's consecrated much to God in private and exhibits nothing publicly is like the heroism of a soldier who shuns the battle. That's right. God isn't creating an army, America, to pull them out in the day of battle. No, God rebuked the church. Read Psalm 78. He rebuked people for turning in the day of battle. He's preparing a church to do the stuff. And let's not be hearers of the word, not doers only, deceiving ourselves. We've got to be a partaker of the fruit by walking out our faith.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And by the way, everything I just got done saying is completely contrary to the Bible if you're a compartmentalized conservative, Christian, or a patriot. There's no life in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to a little bit of our history real quick. Let me ask you the question. Why did we separate from Great Britain? Folks, give us a call. Be a part of it. 1-877-807-9977. Why did we separate from Great Britain? Jake, you can intermingle at any time. Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we separated because of taxation without representation. That's why they think we separated from Great Britain, in part But just think about this. It was only one of 27 grievances given, and it was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given why we separated from Great Britain. Here, let me give you our grievances, our forefathers and their grievances towards Great Britain at the time. Abuse of representative powers 11 times. Abuse of military powers 7 times more often. You're beginning to see this. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. What are you seeing today, folks? A bunch of legislatures in black robes. Mm-hmm. Activists. Illegal. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often by the governments of the day. King George of Great Britain. Did you hear that? Who is stirring up domestic insurrection? That means within, folks, 2 times more often. It was the government doing it. Bringing in the problem and then promising the resolve. Hitler used to do that. Any dictator does that. What are you seeing today? The race card. Divide and conquer. By the way, that was the motto for the Romans back in the day. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Who's causing it? This administration. Class warfare. Hello. Occupy Wall Street. Hello. That is Obama. Folks. Military power above civilian power. You have an administration gutting your military. Well, you have worldwide threat. Russia, China, Iran. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration of Independence. Yet it is the only one known today, taxation without representation. The golden calf. Don't touch our money and we'll be okay. Well, what happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s is just this. The new historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks to dummy down our fathers. Uh-huh. And it's the easiest thing in the world. Our wisdom before God is to walk in His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, and His ordinances. That's it. Uh-huh. I'll take care of the rest. Just obey me morally, and I will do the rest. And you obey me morally because you have a gratitude for what my son did for you on the cross. I get it. It's not difficult. Nothing hard about it. My little 5-year-old boy understands that. And so does my 3-year-old. You understand that, don't you, Jake?
I'm getting it.
Ooh, just really took one on you, didn't I?
I'm getting
money
it.
Became the focus of the study rather than
yep.
freedom.
Economics.
Did you hear what I said? What are we talking about today through Romney? What is everybody promising on the presidential pulpit? Jobs, jobs, jobs. I didn't know that was their job, folks. I thought they were there to simply enforce the embodiment of laws found in the Constitution of these United States. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to continue on this vein when we come back right after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake talking about rewritten history and how money becomes the focus rather than other grievances, when in fact it was 17 of 27 grievances when we separated from Great Britain, the great tyrant George. Folks, let me say this. William Wallace, you know him as Braveheart, who was a real man back in the 1300s, he said to his armies before he went up against the tyrant, he said to him, what will you do without freedom? America, let me ask you the question. Those that are listening to me, listen, let me ask you the question. What will you do without freedom? I remember back in the 80s, I used to be in the rock and roll scene, and I still am, but for the right reasons now. There was a band called Cinderella, and they sang the song, you don't know what you got until it's lost. You don't know what you got until it's lost. They said back in 1944, there wasn't a household in America that didn't feel loss. One of their sons or daughters or family members paid the ultimate price to give us freedom. The name of the song by Cinderella was, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. It just came back to me and I just thought, well, that didn't sound right. Back to William Wallace, what will you do without freedom? I'm asking you the question, folks, what will you do without freedom? Because you have the freedom right now to right the wrongs.
That's right.
You have the freedom, world, under God, who gave you the rights to be free, because Christ died for our sins. He's the propitiation of the sins of the world. There is freedom nowhere in the world where a preacher first didn't sacrifice. through his captain. His name's Jesus Christ. Nowhere. There's freedom nowhere where there hasn't been sacrifice on the altar for me and you to have it. What are you going to do without freedom? Because again, let me reiterate this. You have the freedom to right the wrongs, America. You don't have to sit there and take all this condemnation and all these wrongs and say, well, who can do anything about it? Let me tell you who can do something about it. You can. You have the freedom right now to right the wrongs. So don't complain about what you tolerate, because you have the freedom, say, hundreds of thousands of men in the natural who bled, fought, and died to give you that freedom that ratifies the Constitution to say, I'm going to right the wrong instead of tolerating this lawlessness that's being thrown down on me. Because, after all, we're talking about what our forefathers did. 56 men laid down their necks for me and you. And 230-some years later, we're still talking about the freedom that they sacrificed for. There is absolutely no excuse for what we complain about. And the only reason we complain is because we tolerate it. If we're going to complain, let's go to the Lord and ask Him for the strength to win the day. Amen. Those are the right complaints. Did you know, back to my commentary here, Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, two signers of the Declaration of Independence, said that the religious freedom was the reason that they joined the revolution. Who's attacking your religious freedom today? A tyrant named Obama Nation. Barack Hussein Obama. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, as did a couple others. Mm-hmm.
A whole host of them. John Hancock.
John Adams.
Franklin. Yeah, committee. Mr. Livingston. Also Mr. Sherman.
They say Thomas Jefferson is the one, obviously, that did write it.
Yeah.
In fact, he did.
Yeah, he's the primary
opinion. But he's supposed to be a deist and such a godless man. Folks, he was influenced by English deists, but he was Anglican, just so you know that. He was very much a Christian. As a matter of fact, at the end of his writings in 1804, he would sign his name with it in the year of our Lord Christ, 1804, invoking into official government documents. He's also the people that the deists, in their ignorance, who strain at a gnat and swallow the camel, say that he said that there's lines between church and state, and yes, indeed there is, barring the government from what they're doing to you today. It's completely backwards. Completely backwards. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson was also the president of public schools during the time that he was the president of these United States, and he made two books mandatory in the school systems in Washington, D.C. Guess what they were, folks? The Bible and Watts Hymnals. This administration is only promulgating everything contrary to who we are as a people. That's why he's constantly picking away at the Constitution. Political instability, next point. France, their revolution over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution. Brazil's in their 7th constitution since 1822. Poland's 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan is into their 6th constitution since 1923. And Russia is in their 4th constitution since 1918. What's the problem, do you think? Well, let me ask you the question. Where's the creator? Nowhere to be found in the mix. And what do you have here? People that just can't seem to get it right. And what did Thomas Jefferson say the difference between European government was and American government? He said the difference between heaven and hell. Wow. And what did the Lord say in the book of Psalms? Those that forget me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell. Oh, it's getting so bad, say the older generations. Oh, woe is me. Grandpa, grandma, uncle, aunt, mom, dad, where's the Lord in all this mix? Oh, he's in there somewhere. We believe him only on Sundays, though. I mean, we can't apply really the word, because if we do, they might think we're just, you know, over the top. Heretics. Radicals.
Crazy.
What did Benjamin Franklin, that other great deist, say about what would happen when primitive Christianity comes back on the scene. He said that it would change the face of the world. I believe in that God. I believe in that Christ. I believe in that witness of the Holy Ghost and that anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, who also financed George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher. But let's just keep out the details, huh, you leftist wacks, you godless atheists, you hypocritical religious ones that Christ continuously woed and rebuked. That Ben Franklin, I'll tell you what, as governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. Wow, that great atheist.
Must have really hated God, huh?
Yeah, Ben Franklin, man, he recommended Christianity into public schools. Oh, yeah. Wow. Boy, that dude.
Keep God out of government.
He hates God, man. Benjamin boosted church attendance through his influence. Benjamin called for the establishment of chaplains and daily prayer at the Constitutional Convention, which are still intact today. That great atheist.
Yeah, and all because we don't need God.
Yeah, and who's it always aimed at, folks? God.
Christ.
That is so ridiculous. It's humorous. The nations are but a drop in a bucket to God. The government is upon his son's shoulder. Oh, that's just too religious. Oh, but we're having so many problems in the world.
What's wrong?
Maybe you need to turn your ear and listen to what you've never turned your ear to before.
That's right.
That sounds like a good idea. Mister, I think I know more than the Creator himself. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. Why do all the foreigners from all over the world come to Washington, D.C.? Because they want to know why we're called the light of the world. And that's why God, my Father's name, is all over the buildings. Thomas Jefferson Rotunda, the Supreme Court building, Library of Congress. Let's put it this way. Where can't you go?
Where isn't it?
Yes. Where can I go that I can't find him? Arlington Cemetery, crosses in the hundreds of thousands. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, interestingly enough, the monument in the World War II, I just think if this administration didn't want the prayer to go up, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt said before World War II when he prayed for our troops before D-Day, they didn't want that to go up.
Before he sent them.
You'll find that this administration is exactly what you're talking about right now. They're making war against the God of heaven.
What a joke.
What a laughing.
You know what? That dog's barking up the wrong tree, folks.
Let him bark.
And it's time that you stand up and say it's the wrong tree that you're barking up.
That's right. Because when God shows up, he's going to see whose side you really are on. He's not going to lose in this battle, but you're going to lose if you don't get on the right side. I delight in being on the right side where the Lord's at, because I want to see the Lord show up and say, Daddy, I'm on this side, and this is the side you caused to put me on.
Just like when Moses came down and said, whose side are you on? The Lord's, come over here, and if you're not, you're over there with the golden calf, then go over there. And then what did he say? Bring up your swords and deal with them.
Yep.
And we're talking about the sword of the Spirit, so we don't get some leftist whack putting a headline out there.
But deal
Bradley
with them.
Dean calling for the swords to execute his brothers.
Deal with them, because they're going to deal with you. But God is not going to lose. No matter how you shake it out, he's not going to lose. It's best to get on the rock side instead of letting the rock smash you.
You know what's funny, Jake, and this would be a truth. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil, yeah? Who's a defeated foe.
Well.
In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke thee. How many times do we get around these people, these national people, people that I could say their names all day long, and when they get around us, that's all they do is they talk about their Christianity and the Lord. Yet you see them on their radio programs and their television programs, and they deny the Lord. They think they're going to do it their way rather than his way, and then they wonder why they get the results that they get.
Because you've got to keep it palatable, right? People may not receive it right.
Too much truth. People are looking for the truth.
That's right.
That's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And you're never going to win without the truth, so you better start standing now, because every day goes by, it's going to become more and more foreign to people, and you're going to keep losing ground. You're not gaining ground by smiling and being happy.
Yeah.
Like the guy we heard the other
friendly
day on
gospel, Jesus.
That's right.
The friendly gospel. We just want to befriend them and we'll win them to Jesus. Can you show me where the Lord did that?
Yep.
He didn't.
Oh, sinners.
No, he brought the sword. He said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword.
Mm-hmm.
He come to bring variance between those that think it's okay and they think they're just going to bring in the door what they want to bring in the door. Jesus said, if you come in any other way, you come as a thief or a robber. You want to walk in power? Then ask the Lord for it. He'll enable you to become a son and daughter from on high. Folks, we're going to come right back after this and finish up this segment with Bradley and Jake. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the fact that if we don't know where we came from, how do we know where we're going? And then we talked about how money became the focus rather than the real grievances, when in fact taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. Then we started talking about Samuel Adams and Charles Carroll, who said that the whole reason that they fought and parted and separated from Great Britain in the first place is because of the religious freedoms. And then I ask you the question, folks, what are you going to do without freedom? Because you have the freedom to right the wrongs. Tell that to everybody that's on Genesis Communication Network. Empower the people to tell them that they have the freedom to right the wrong, not that they're losing their freedoms. For God's sakes, show them how to win the day. That's what we have to do. We lead the way. That's what we're doing on the radio, is leading the way, folks. What will you do without freedom? And you have the freedom to right the wrongs. That's the message that America needs to hear. And the only ones opposed to that are the ones that are sitting in the church that can't stand the fact that we're bringing back good fruit because God said so, rather than, hey, we just can't do anything. There's a rapture coming and there's nothing to do. I mean, then you wonder why kids are out there hanging themselves, because you don't believe and you make them twice as much the sons of hell. $15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. As a matter of fact, 25 of the 55 had seminary degrees. And the least religious signer, or of our founding forefathers, Thomas Paine, he's even over in France rebuking scientists for not giving glory to God where it needs to be given, because the scientists were taking the praise for the creation and their findings rather than giving praise to the Creator. They wanted to take it upon themselves. And Thomas Paine goes in there and says, oh, no, you don't. This is stupidity.
And by the way, when you read his book, Common Sense, which actually sparked the war, George Washington had said it turned deliberation into decision for America. His whole premise is the Bible. That's what he uses to convince those in the colonies that what they were experiencing by the tyrant King George was ungodly, unethical, and it wasn't right according to Scripture.
Amen. Here, let me prove that point. 34% of all documented quotes, America, are from the Bible. George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. This is what our government is laid in stone,
mm-hmm.
inscripted, engraved on the walls of the buildings in Washington, D.C., all over the country. Separation of powers comes from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, hello, Obama, law. Leviticus 19:34, president must be natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15, witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6, three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22, tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, by the way, churches are non-taxable. Republicanism came from Exodus 21. John Adams, the second president of these United States, rightly stated, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. If that is not the truth, then why do you have so many people named atheists and homosexuals and pro-murderers trying to decimate the memory of the one that created them? Why? Why are they the ones trying to overthrow who we are as a people? I'm not asking for the laws to be changed, folks. They are. Why? What are they? They're trying to change our laws into something that looks just like them, as if they're the standard. And they want to take life, not protect it or preserve it. John Adams goes on, now will I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, are as eternal and as immutable as God himself.
And so how do you know that your rights are being violated? You're talking about the Declaration of Independence right now. With the Boston Tea Party, this is what the men said. This is what they had as their source to say, we are being violated and this is what's right. A freeborn people are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ. This is right after the Tea Party. All the men of Marlboro, Massachusetts got together in 1773. They said, we are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but make much such use as God has given them to recover and support their laws and liberties. We implore the ruler above the skies that he would make bare his arm in defense of his church and people and let Israel go.
God doesn't require us to defy him by obeying tyrants.
He requires the opposite, actually.
Exactly. Romans 13. Exactly. Here's another excuse the church hides under. Well, we got to submit to magistrates and those that are in power. Really, those that are violating the book that you read and preach from every day, you're supposed to violate that God and obey the tyrant? You coward, you spineless individual, you hireling, you whore. You're a traitor to your master. And you know it's true. I submit to a man that wants to kill babies? You have got to be out of your gourd.
And how is that God's power, by the way?
You got an administration that lies and steals and commits treason against American people on a daily basis? And I'm to submit to that? You have got to be out of your mind. And the way you submit to it, it's just keep talking about the problems and don't right the wrong and just let your freedom go away, America, because you know what? It is. It will go away. Everybody's standing around about like a bunch of apathetic statues. What should we do? What should we do? Or the other branch of people are all on the radio chasing their tail, called circular reasoning. Telling everybody in the world the problems, but they do nothing about it because they don't know how to lead. They just know how to be led. A bunch of cowards. A bunch of spineless cowards. And those that are complaining, praise God for you, but do more than complain. Stand up and do the job. If you're complaining, you're probably the one to do the job.
You got eyes to see it.
And now, folks, I don't want people calling me up and say, Bradley, maybe you should be the president of these United States. Well, I can tell you this. I got more experience than the guy in the White House. I used to run a lawn service. I don't even think he ran a candy store.
Nope.
I got a ministry where I have 15 people that work together, that are out on the streets on a weekly basis, 6 days a week, preaching from the housetops, not taking our light and putting it under the bed, but we're taking it, we're putting it up on top of the hill. Oh, you know, God is just covering me. He's hiding me right now. No, you don't have any faith. Because if you had faith, then your Father's glorified by your works. Read Matthew 5:17. That might help you out a little bit. The way people take who Jesus is today is just, it confounds me. The ignorance, the lack of love for the Lord that gave so much.
It's another Jesus.
A lack of patriotism who forget about the veterans. I can't handle it. It's like, no, this is why we fight. This is why we fight the good fight of faith every day. Because somebody gave it to us. Listen to what the Congress said in 1854 during the Revolution, which the flags, by the way, were no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. I'm going to say that every show, because that's the flags that are flying today. The U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution, had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiments was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. The Christian denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants, said the U.S. Congress in 1852. Well, things change. Yeah, I know. Where's your change bringing us? Mm-hmm. We don't want that change. We want the old pass. God always said, go back to the old pass and not to be given to those that are given to change. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. This is what they said. And I end with this. There's no dissonance in this declarations. There's a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. And folks, by the way, in 2012, it's the same language. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation, said the Supreme Court in 1892. Yep. Every president has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation. And you know what? I ain't moving. Mm-hmm. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to know who we are online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook and maybe get a little lit, let's do it to it, yeah? Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook and like and let us know. We'll keep you updated as to what's going on a daily basis. We love you folks by what we do. Not just by what we say, we demonstrate love. We don't talk about it. Read 1 John 3:18 when you get a minute. Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 Central Standard Time Zone from 2 to 3. 2 to 3, hey. All right, we'll talk to you then. All right.